Pasha's Truma, you have the big building of the Mishkan and the Kalim and so on. So there are, first of all, there's a kololistic division between building the Kalim and then building the Mishkan itself. The one that's left out is Mizbeach HaKeteres, which it's commented why. But I'd like to go to the part about the Kalim. And Chazal said the following. The Gemara Menachis, there are two Chazal which people mix together. Lav Dafke, that it's the same minyan b'chlal. It says like this. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer, Oren Shal Eish, Veshulchu Shal Eish, Ubnoyer Shal Eish, Yodim Rashamayim. There were three things that came up in the Shemayim. Oren Shal Eish, Shulchu Shal Eish, Ubnoyer Shal Eish. Veroa Moshe Vosek Moisem, and Moshe saw it, and he also came Moisem. Shenema Veroa Vosek Hitav Nisom, Ashatamare Bahar. So the these three things came down by Eish, and Moshe imitated it, like it says, Veroa Vosek Hitav Nisom. Elamiato, what about the rest of the Mishkan? It says, Vikamtes HaMishkan Kimishpote Asher Yisa Bahar. So it also says, Asher Yisa Bahar. So the Gemara says, Hachinami Hachaksiv Kimishpote, Hachaksiv Kimishpote, Skiv Kitav Nisam. So Chazal say the difference is, by the Mishkan it says Mishpote, and by the Kelim it says Tav Nisam. Or Chibaba V'yechanan. So Chibaba added, Gavriel Chogu Kimin Psikyaya Hoya. Gavriel was wearing like a girdle. V'her l'moishe ma'ise m'noyer. Echsiv is a ma'ise m'noyer. So Chia Ba'av Ba'amyechnen just says about the m'noyer. And then he more brings another chazal, Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, Shloish ha'dvar ma'yikosha l'moishe ha'cheher l'akash brochu b'etzbo v'elin m'noyer v'chadoshim v'shrotzim. So people tend to mix the chazal together. Arab, some Rishonim, the Ramban says that the Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, who says Shloish ha'dvar ma'yikosha l'moishe ha'cheher l'akash brochu b'etzbo, is chaylik on the previous mandioma, that the other one is mashma, that all three, the Aron, the Shulchan, and the Menorah were difficult, and here it's mashma that only the Menorah. Lemais, it's bechlal not, the Maral speaks about Graya, it's bechlal not the same Maim Chazal. Chazal over there don't, and Tonadvei Rabbi Shmuel is saying Takashlesh from Koshin Lemoisha. And then he says, "Achel Hakadosh Baruch Hu Betzboi." There's a later Chazal that says that he put into the fire and it came out. But he says two things: it was kosher, and Moshe had to show him Betzboi, and that's why it says Vizeh. The previous Tanya, the previous Memra, of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, all it says is it doesn't say that it was Niskasha. It doesn't say that was the reason for it. And it doesn't say he was Eyu Be'etzba. It says Aroin Shal Eish, Shulchan Eish, Menorah Shal Eish. So Bechalal not talking about that it was hard for him, or that he was Eyu Be'etzba. If you medayek the words the way it says, then it's very different. The second one is like it was difficult, it was complex, and that's why he had to show him Be'etzba. It doesn't need to be Be'esh. He could just show him Be'etzba. And that was talking to Menorah only. The Rabbi Yosef Yehuda's memory is a very different memory, and just says that three things came down, and Aroin Shalesh, Shulchan Shalesh, Menorah Shalesh, and Ruah Moshe Vasekim Moisa. And we need to understand, so what's the point of it? If you learn that the two memories are chaylik on each other, and it's a question of what was difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu, and this was difficult, or that was difficult, so I understand the difference. But Lemaisa, what's the, if it's not, then what is it we're talking about? Why did he need it? Shall Asia if it wasn't difficult? And why these three things, Dafka? It's Meduik in the Pasik, the first three things, but then we have to understand why these three things. That's the main akuda. We also would like to try to understand what does it mean. Rabbi Yechon says Gavriel HaMalach was wearing like a girdle of fire, and the mashmos of the way Chazal put this together is that this is a hemshech of the previous memra, that of the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him be'esh, Gavriel needed to be chogek mipsikaya, v'herol l'moyshe ma'isem noira. D'chsiv v'zeo ma'isem noira. So the noira specifically was something which needed to have Gavriel HaMalach, and Gavriel HaMalach was chogek mipsikaya. He wore a gartel. It's hard to understand when Enlon Esik ben Estaris, but it's a Gemara in Menachos, so it does have a Havan al Pipshat. The Marsha says just one Nekudi. It doesn't speak on the Pesachaya, but he says Gavriel is the Malach of Esh. As I'll say it many times, that Gavriel says I'm the Malach Muna Esh. I'm going to go down and be Mitzanin the Tanur. And Akadosh Baruch Hu is Gavriel Michoel Oysa Shalom Bivroimov, it's a Malach Shal Eish, it's a Malach Shal Mayim. Gavriel is the Malach of Eish. Also in the moving of Gavriel being Malach, that's Mimun and Din. Din always is associated with Eish. So Gavriel is the Malach of Eish, and that's why it's sort of a hemshech. We said before, Oren Shal Eish, Shulchan Shal Eish, Neir Shal Eish. So b'meila in Menorah Shel Esh, it says that Gavriel came down and showed him because he was the Malach of Esh. But it needs a Havana. I mean, what does it mean? It specifically said Gavriel wearing a gartel showed it to him. I mean, the whole musig of a psikai of a gartel, it has different meanings, different indications in the Lashon HaPosik and in the Lashon Ha. In the Lashon of Chazal. One meaning of wearing a gartel is like to be Mishanes es Masnav. When people used to wear flowing robes, and when they needed to do something bizrizos, they picked up their robes and tightened it with a belt. So one indication of it is Begidrei Zrizos. One indication of it is you don't want to get your begodim dirty or wet. So you pick it up, there are some pshatim along those lines that ki'ilu, it's a reshus for us to learn from it, that you're allowed to, when you're misasikin, even yonei kodesh, you're allowed to lift up your begodim, that it shouldn't get dirty. There are different things on that inyan. But l'chura, the ikar hayra of a gartel, of a psikya, is like the Gemara Bracha says, there has to be mafsik between the two halakim of a person. One base and one refined. When you talk about malachim, what does that mean exactly? And what does it mean that they put a psikai in the middle? There is no more refined, less refined. Malachim are kol kulei kodesh, kulei eish, b'frat gavriel malach eish. What does it mean in that sense? If that's the pshat, then it's hard to understand the psikaya as meaning to be mafrid between the two parts. We see bechlal that in the Binyan Beis Hamikdash there are two inyanim. There is the kelim, there are the kelim, and there is the bais itself, and there is the mishkan. We see it later on when it was an issue of Bitzala LaMoshe, whether the kelim should come first or the mishkan first. So you see that there's a distinction between the Mishkan and the bias of Mishkan and the Kelim Shaboy. Moshe was Makdim first the Kelim, and he and Bezalel says he's supposed to be Makdim the bias first. He was Maided to him. So there's two Halakim of the Inyan of Makim of Mishkan. There's Kelim and there's bias. Chazal over here are pointing out, the Gemara Menachos, the one thing that Chazal are pointing out is that there's a difference also in the Tzuras Hasiya. When the Pasuk finishes with the three Kelim, with the Orin and the Shulchan and the Mnoira, the Pasuk says, Re'ei, take a look, Vasei Bisavnisam Ashatomor Bahar, and make it according to the Tovnis that I showed you in the Har. So the Kelim have a inyan of Tavnis, the mus that you were that was made in the har. In the then when it goes through the different inyanim of the mishkan itself, it says the hakimoisa es ha mishkan. It doesn't say urei vasei betavnisa shemar bahar. It just says kimishpatoi, do it kimishpatoi, asher har esa bahar. So here it says asher har esa bahar. Here it says urei, take a look, vasei betavnisa shemar bahar. And here it just says, it doesn't say urei, it just says kimishpatoi asher esa bahar. So there are two nafkaminas over here, and the Gemara is medayik one of these nafkaminas, and vaystoyis that this is the yesoid of the nafkaminas between the two, the batim and the kalim. The, also the loshen asher demora bahar, which the Targum teaches mischazi betura, means it appeared on the mountain. As opposed to over here, where it says Asher Har Esa Bahar, the Ischazesa. One is that was shown, and one is that you have seen. So there's a difference also in the Har Esa Bahar and in this Indian over here of Mora Bahar. So let's try to understand the nafkamina of the two and so on. In the yonim v'ashruas hashchina, when you're trying to take something which is na'ale from this world, something which is beyond this world, and you're trying to make a kli kibul for it in the yonim of this world, so there are two chalokim. One chalik is the chalik that sets it aside from the world. You fence off an area, and you make mechitzas, and say this is a makom kaddish. In other words, by being mafkia it from the hemshach of the world, just like lemoshel you have shiluach machnis, which means you take away the area, and you eliminate it from the world of tumah. And one level, two levels, three levels. A mechitza is something that's mafrid between outside and inside. Same thing with a roof. A bayis is sochech. The main tafkit of the bayis is to create a makom wherein we can have other inyanim. That's one nekuda. The second nekuda is, you need a hechatimtza to somehow associate with something else, with a kli, kedusha, and so on. So the bias of the Mishkan, the outside part of the Mishkan, the binyan of the Mishkan is there to set it aside from the world, and that's not something that in any way has. It's not a paladika thing. It doesn't have a toichen be'etzem. In other words, a bias itself doesn't shtel itself to the person. What a house does is it allows you an environment that you're protected from the elements of the outside, from the hezek ri'iyah of the outside. It provides tznius and a makom for you that you are able to withdraw from the world. But the kalim, the mita, is where you sleep. The mita becomes a kli kibul for a person, the shulchan, the kise, etc., etc. So the hechetimtza for having something which has an association with something beyond it is the other kalim. There's a very sharp division between the two in terms of. The Mishkan itself does not have a toichen be'etzim. The Mishkan itself is a hechetimtza for a toichen. You need a makom in order to bring out something, and the Mishkan provides a makom. Masha'in kein so the bare minimum of Mishkan is mechitzas. The kelim need to become the hechetimtza for something else. And this is where it becomes a very, very extraordinary matzav. A kli and a toichin is something difficult to understand. Let's take an example. When we have a cup and we put water in it, so the cup is a physical entity. I hollowed out, let's say I took a piece of wood and I hollowed out the middle. So now I put something else in that middle. I put water in it, I put wine, I put whatever I put into it. So I'm filling back that hole, and we understand how a wooden kli has a hole in it that can be filled up with something physical. The physical can hold the physical. That's not hard to understand. When we take a look at a copper wire, and a copper wire becomes a chetimtza of electricity go through it, it's kind of a lot more a pella. You look at it and you say, you know, before you attach the copper wire, it was just a copper wire. And how did it become a kli for electricity? Like, what's in it? But again, it's physical, and we understand it. A human body, we understand the physical part, the hands, the feet, the stomach. It's all complex and wonderful, but that it's all of itself. That the stomach contains enzymes and et cetera, and that holds in the food, which is of the same nature, and digests it. So it's min b'minoi. When you look at the brain, which is sachakol, physical flesh, and it becomes a kli kibul for das and for seichel, we have a very hard time with it, because we don't understand how it is that a piece of meat is a kli kibul for such higher and refined activity as thought, feeling, etc. That is a kli that we struggle to understand how it's a kli for something outside of it. In the world of Kodesh, we have the same distinction in our issues with it. In the world of Kodesh, there is one inyan, which is the demarcation to allow a makom wherein Kodesh will take place, and that is the binyan of the Mishkan. That is just a chetimtza to allow for kelim that contain kedusha. And then you have the kelim which themselves are kli kibul for kedusha. The aron is a kli kibul. It contains in it. The shulchan is a tzur of a kli kibul. You put the bread and you put the pieces on it. It's a kli kibul. And the menorah is a kli kibul. The mizbeach is not really a kli kibul. It's a flat surface, basically, upon which it's a makom, the mizbeach. It's not really a kli kibul. But that becomes a hechetimtze. The difference is in terms, I guess, of the word would be kavana. When a person is building something that's only supposed to be mechanical, for instance, let's give an example. If I tell a person, I hired somebody to paint a house, and I warn him, this guy's never had experience painting or anything, and I tell him, put down a coat of green in the entire house, the inside. If I describe it to him physically, then the person can chop the instructions, then he follows it and he does it. And I tell him, move the roller up and down with strong strokes, weak strokes, whatever it is, and do it two times over, and start where you left off, and v'chulu, it can be done. Computer can do it also, a robot of sorts, because all it is a physical entity, and as such, you only need to know what to do. You don't need to know more than that. But let's say I commission somebody, I'm the architect, and I commission somebody to make a mural, and I tell them, I want a forest scene over here, and I need to tell him, I can't tell him, well, a forest scene is 25 trees, two wolves, and snow. That's not what I can't tell him, that's not enough. I have to tell him, I want it to look mysterious, I want it to look foreboding, I want it to look inviting. I need a painting in the sense of an artistic painting. It has a teichen to it. It's not just brown lines, with green things jutting out. It's suggesting something. It's saying something. It's expressing something. So it has a teichen to it. If it's not, if I don't have the teichen, if I don't give over the person the teichen, then he'll never be able to do it. He can't follow. You can't follow instructions to make a painting. You need to have a sense of what it is that the painting is saying. The same thing if to tell somebody to play music. If I don't give him a sense of what the music is, what the teichen music is, then it's just mechanical. It doesn't. I can tell him how many times to bang on the drum, but it's not going to give over the teichen, because in order to imitate a kli, meaning something which is a means for expressing a teichen, the person needs to have gotten an understanding of the teichen as well, and then it's possible for the person to imitate it. But if he doesn't have a sense of teichen, it's not going to work. So in the building of the Mishkan itself, it's kimishpata. Kimishpata means like the laws, like what I said you should do. I tell you to make the eitzim this length, this size, and so on and so forth. And I showed it to you. I gave you instructions at the har. It's all about the instructions I gave you at the har. It's mishpatam, and it's not what you saw. It's what I showed you. I showed you means I instructed you. It's like when you buy instructions, and it shows you step by step what to do. It says in words, and it shows you. That's all it is. That was the parasha of the bias of the Mishkan. But now the Kalim is a whole different world. In the Kalim, if I don't have the tavnis, the word tavnis means either Lashon Binyan, the one sherish of or Lashon Bina. Both are correct, and both are of the same opinion. In other words, the tavnis of the Kalim means, what's the tsura of the kli? The word tavnis refers to, yes, there's two pieces here, one piece there, and so on. But that's not the kli. The kli is a tavnis. It's a shulchan. It's a menorah. It's an oren. A kli is a kli with something in it. It has the tachlis, and the teichen are part of the kli. And that's why you can't just show instructions how to do it. The Aish is when it says that these three things came down with Aish, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says that he saw it be'Aish. It wasn't because it was difficult to make it, and you needed instructions on how to make the shulchan and how to make the Aron and so on. The Aron had nothing really difficult about the Aron. I mean, the Aron is very straightforward. I mean, the menorah had complicated pictures and stuff, but nothing. But the Aron certainly is extremely simple. But you can't. An Aron must, when you make the Aron, it's not enough to make it as three pieces of wood connected and put into three pieces of gold and so on. It has to be built arendik. It has to be built as a kli kibble for something. And if you don't have the kli kibble, you don't have it. So first you needed to see what is it when it's b'shlei musa. If you don't understand the aron shel eish, which means when it has in itself already the kli kibble, when it has in itself the fire in it, that's what it looks like. The same thing is true with the shulchan and the menorah. All three of these are kelim, and you need to see it when the shulchan has lechem aponim tamid, when the menorah has in it the ner tamid, when the aron is there tamid. That's where you deher the kli. You can't build it. You're not building an aron unless you understand it as an aron that has in itself the luchos ha'edus. You don't build a shulchan unless you understand as a shulchan for the lechem upon it. So the kavana and the teichen is part of the kli itself, and b'meila it's something which is that's the way it has to be done. So teaching, so it's two separate memories. It has nothing to do with niskashe Moshe Rabbeinu. He wasn't niskashe, but you couldn't possibly instruct somebody on how to build an Aron. You need to see a dugma, because the Aron is the kli and its purpose and its teichet. Just like an artistic painting is not the paint strokes, but it's what the paint strokes bring out. It's like when you hear, if you want to teach somebody to play the music well, you need to have him hear it coming from somebody who's very good at it. And when the person gets a sense of the flavor that comes with it and what it's expressing, then he could imitate by doing the notes. But if he never heard it and didn't understand what it can sound like, what it should sound like, what it brings out, then imitating the pieces is not going to work. So here it was tavnis. The binyan of Kalim was dafke tavnistic. And it had to be also, it's not that I showed you, but you were shown in the har. You saw a paradigm. That's the difference between here was mara bahar. You saw it. It was seen. Mara means it was shown. Where here was that I showed you in Asicha. I showed you at Sinai. One of them was instruction, and one of them was a paradigm. Kalim, Mishkan could just work with instruction. Kalim needed to have the Teichen with it, and we needed to see a Teichendik as such. That's the difference between the Kalim and the Bais. There is a Hemshach to it. In other words, one thing is that the Bais does not need the special Yichud. It's enough that you have instructions, and you're told what to do and how to do it, and you do it. And Kalim, you need to first see some sort of paradigm of what the Teichen looks like, what the Kli with the Teichen looks like. So you inherit it as a Kli, not as pieces of wood put together. And then you can build it. There's a second hemshach to this nekuda. Nimtzinu lemeidim, that if a kli has to shtelzach tzu to its teichen, the kli must also be of the same kind as where it's coming from. Let's take a chazal. It says that Adam was made from offer, from all parts of the earth, so that all parts of the earth would absorb him back, lachar misasai. Kimofa atavalofa toshim. You can only come back and be absorbed to something that is of a similar nature. So the only time, so a kli needs also to be of somewhat of the teichen. Without going very, very far into, we shouldn't go. It says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world with certain hashpahs that later became the kli for what would come afterwards. I'll give you a mashal. It says the mashal by Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a certain amount of dinim because the best hachana for Torah is Torah itself. When you give somebody a taste of it, that becomes a kli kibbul for the later giving of Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kli has to be of the kind, something of the nature of the thing itself that it's going to be a kli for. Even though it's almost impossible for us to understand how physical piece of meat can become a kli kibble for seichel and das and so on and selam alekim, but of all the physical evarim in the body, the seichel has a certain refinement to it. It's less of a coarse type of busser, and b'meila it's kilo umas. The head itself stands above the rest of the body. It's separate from the rest of the body because it ki'ilu stands in itself. It's still bas of adam, it's still the pella gadol. But b'chol eifin, it's the echetimtza for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving and so on. The Chazal that Gavriel was stood there wearing a psikaya. What psikaya actually means? I mean, in Lashon Chazal, psikaya means a gargle, but it means the thing that cuts in half. It's kaposik. It's mafsik. So the Ishbitz says the Beis Yaakov, he brings a zayar. And again, the words and the pratim are not really important for us. He says there. It says in the Zohar that there are two gvanim. Fire has different colors. The white color is a very pure fire, and the blue color is a less of a madrega, because you know it's kind of anything that has a concrete color. White is sort of pure and kemat not visible. Blue is a much stronger physicality to it. So in Eish itself, there are different types of fires. There's a blue fire and a white fire. So he says that Gavriel, who's the Malach of Eish, is mafsik between the Eish that's blue and the Eish that's white. That's the way he puts it. Meaning, bringing it to words and terms that have some meaning to us, that in Eish itself also, there are hechetimtzes, lemashal. Let's take an example. A luluv and an esrik are a cheftz of a mitzvah. It has some kedusha to it, and it contains in itself the possibility for very deep inyanim and machshavas. So the luluv and esrik are a basis for something above it. In the body where we put a gartel, it's not only because the bottom part is bad or tummy or whatever it is, it's the bottom part is only a basis for the top part. The body has three basic halakim, the makam where the belt is mafsik, the and the neck. And each one rests on top of the others. So the feet are kol kula just a chetimtza for getting the body around. The stomach is a chetimtza for the rest of the body, the stomach and the lungs and the heart for the head to live. And the head stands by itself. So Gavriel HaMalach, in the world of Ruchnius also, there's Hechetimtze, and there is Mamesh the Toichen. So Gavriel, the Malach HaEish, made the Kelim, because you need to have a Kli that can bring about the Mneira, the Ha'ara, requires something that has tremendous amount of Kedush in it. But in that itself, you have the split between the Echatimtza, the Kli, and the Ur that comes out of the Kli. That's basically what he says, and that's how he explains that Chazal. I want to take this to an Oifen and Nekuda that is Shayach to our world. I mean, it's important to learn about these in Yonim also, but it's Shayach to us on two Oifanim. The first thing is what he says over here, what he speaks about the chiluk between, what we said about the chiluk between Mishkan and Kalim. A person builds his ruchnistic world also in different stages. There are things that you do what you're told without having to be mimic or without having the ability to be mimic. I'm told, don't do this, don't do this, stay away from this. This is kind of building the mechitza between oneself and the outside and the roof, and they are necessary prerequisites, and it's not even all that important kedoshim to you to stay away from what's wrong and so on, and even to do what's right. There's the element of creating an environment wherein ruchnis can be chal. A person who is kosher with aveira or with chumrias and so on is not going to be able to develop ruchnistic kelim. And therefore, a person has many chiyuvim. And those chiyuvim, it's not, even if the person does it just because you're told, it's fine. He's not losing out anything. But inasmuch as a person wants kumva say to grow in ruchnius, if he never dehairs, what does the oyer inside look like? If the person is just, it's all it is Gdeiras HaKosav Dik. You have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. The person never has his boininus that allows him to see what does the kli fill up with? Imagine somebody, a primitive, who never saw electricity, and he's being hired to lay miles and miles of cables and wires and so on, and he's clueless about what the tachlis is. He doesn't shaf a kli with that. In the nefesh, if a person doesn't ever deher something deeper in what he's doing, so a person has a yontiv l'moshel, a person has a pesach that's coming. So there is, whether you like it or not, this is what you're allowed to do, this is what you're not allowed to do, this is what you have to do. And doing that allows you to be in the world, in the makom, that is shaykh to grow. But unless a person takes out the time and the effort to be mizboining, to be mizboining on the inyan, so that there has something of the oyer in matzah, or in mar, or in yayin, or in Haggadah. If a person doesn't have the content of it, he's not building a kli. He's doing a ma'aseh kof. And a ma'aseh kof doesn't work. It's very hard for someone to become a kli for ruchnius if the person is not building it the way you build a kli. And that's why one of them, when a person is mizbein an inyan, he learns about an inyan and they hear something about it. So even before we ask ourselves, so how do I do it? How can I do it the way it says? The first thing is just to see it, to see the Eish Bahar. When you want to build a kli, you need to see it with Eish coming down. You need to see it glowing. You need to see it in its brilliance and its fire. And that's when it's Shayach Ulai, that you build a kli. If it's just following a Maisa Kaif Balma, it's not going to become a kli. And if a person not misbinding these inyanim and doesn't learn a little bit about it and get a tam in a bigger world, a bigger horror, then it's not going to happen. That's one half. So one half is when a person builds his ruchnistic world, to do what you have to do, what you're told to do, is step one. And that's kemishpatam, and that's the ashara esei. I showed you and I told you what to do, and you do it. But that's the beginning of it. You won't become a kli for bigger hashpa, unless you see it in Eish, and unless you get it, unless you see it, ketavnisam, you need to see it with its model. It not mishpata means how to put, where to put the screw in, where to tighten, where to pull, etc. Ketavnisam is to see it sura gemura. It's true. The same thing is true about, certainly true about. One of the things that's lacking in our door is Shimush Tamech HaChamim. On the one hand, it's a very photogenic door, and they have more pictures than we ever wanted or we ever had. But to take a look and see what's the ha'ar of, what's the special ha'ar of this Adam, to be close enough so that a person has that sense, it's not there. The second half is that when a person builds kelim for these inyanim, the kleilim have to be of the same nature as a thing itself. I once saw a haskama, a fascinating haskama from Michael Feinstein. He's the son-in-law of Brisker Rav. And he was the son of a few years ago, a giant. He wrote a haskama for a sefer that somebody had written in Lomdes, on Shtikla Teira. This person, however, I think there must have been a close kesher, that's why he was nicha to give haskama. But he gave the sefer was written in a very modern academic lashon, and there was nothing wrong. The points the person made were correct points. There were no issues in terms of content. But he pointed out something. So he writes, this person is a chashav talmid chacham, and you know, he's a person who's. He went through some shtick, he likes it. But he says, I need to add a point to make very clear. He says, our chinuch was that Torah and its levush are one and the same. There's a lashon in the Zohar, kadein kamtsa, like a grasshopper. When a grasshopper molts, it sort of sheds its body and gets a new body, so that the body of the grasshopper and the grasshopper are one and the same. You see a shell of a grasshopper, and you wonder, like, It is really a grasshopper, kind of. He says, we don't recognize distinctions between Torah and the Lashon of Torah. And therefore, he says, it grates to see Torah written up in Lashonos that are not Lashonos of Torah. They're not the Torah Kalashonis. There's a Nusach because the Kli has to Pshtalzach Tzu to the Teichen. And if the Kli doesn't Pshtalzach Tzu to the Teichen, it's not going to be a Kli for it. Just like electricity needs to have a conductor, it needs to have something that will allow electricity to flow through it. A Kli needs to have a Kli Kibble, or else it's not going to go to it. Inyonim of Ruchnistik and things need a Ruchnistik a Kli Kibble. Gases are ruach, gases are dibur. Everything that's wrong, anything in the outside surah, the way a person speaks, the way he's learning. If the surah of the limud is not, it's sugestalt to the limud, it's not going to become a kli kibul for it. The kli kibul for Torah is Eish. Torah is Eish. Gavriel HaMalach is the Malach of Eish. There's a mechitza. There is the chelik of Eish. There's the chelik of Torah that's hesbedik, and there's the chelik of Torah that's teichendik. There's the language that you write the shtickel Torah in, and there's the shtickel Torah itself. Yes, there is a division, but it's the same malach of Eish that just split into two. You don't have, if the Orin and the Menorah and the Shulchan are not of Eish, then it's not going to be able to hold Eish. Because the Kli needs to be of the same thing. If a person's mind is full of chaymer, it's full of very physical pleasure, that's all his hihurimar, and that's all his mitzias is, it's not going to become a Kli kibul for something more than that. That is the pgam we make in machshava. If the machshava is not refined, then something refined is not going to land on it. It's a Kli kibul for the thing itself. It says the Loshon Chazal that, you know, it's different than in this world. Kli Reikum is machzik, Kli Mola is not machzik. In the world to come, Kli in Torah, Kli Mola is machzik, because just like Moshel Ma'adavadayma, a copper wire needs to have for something to be a good conductor, it needs to be full of electrons, loose electrons that are going to conduct. Each thing has each thing needs to have of its kind to be a kli for it. So when a person thinks about building his own mitzvahs, one, like we said before, a person needs to understand a chelik of it he can do without being misbeinen in a tavnisam, and a chelik of it in the progress towards something higher, he's going to have a tavnis that he beholds. And this is Kazek Reve Kadesh. The person needs to behold the Tavnis and move towards that. And for us today, it's a lot by learning about these Inyanim, by explaining about these Inyanim. And the second part is for a Kli, for those Kalim in a person's Nefesh, to become Kalim for things that are beyond Nefesh, that are higher, the Kli has to be of the same nature as what's become a Kli Kibul for. The refinement of a person's Midas and Das and Seichel is a prerequisite for it becoming a Kli for something. The Koiches HaNefesh of the person that can produce Dvar Faktusha is the Gavriel HaMalach of the Psikaya. It's Ruchnistic things. A person who's a refined person, you can talk to him about Ruchnias. And when you want to be Makar of somebody, when you want to talk to somebody. Whether the person's not Makaris or Maimin is usually not the determinant how easy it is to work with him. If a person is coarse and physical, and that's what his mind is, then he could be observant, but you won't get anywhere with him because he doesn't have any Kli Kibul to understand the word Hechakai doesn't mean anything to him. If a person has a refined Seichel and Das and it's wrong, it will become a Kli for something good. The Chelik of the Mishkan that's Kelidik, which is the these three inyanim that they contain in themselves. They're not just there for themselves, but they're there to contain something. The chutz has to be it has to be the same as the pnim. It has to be of the same nature as the pnim. Like said, leyov chochma lechuchmisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives chochma only to, it doesn't mean wise people. It means chochmadike people. A person with a das that is a person with a nature that's chochmadik gets chochma. And the avoda for it is that the person refine his kalim, and as he refines his kalim, that's how much he can become a chetimtzah to get more than that. What? It's chavdis.